Well, hello guys. Now, I've just got back from a marina in my local area. Not much of a marina. There's a few stores there, but it never really took off. Kinda looks run down all the time, but there's a few people there. But I just had my first Egg McMuffin. Yes, I know. How did I manage to get so old without having an Egg McMuffin? But you know what? It wasn't all that bad. Of course, I had a hash brown with it, and a coffee. Then I kind of sat outside because it wasn't too bad, a bit breezy maybe. Then did what I've done most of my life, people watch. Then I saw some guys down there with their partners, you know. Then you could tell they were down there walking around because the femon wanted to. But most of the femons, at least the ones I saw there today, were overweight. Some were a beast, at least 90% of them. Some had their bellies hanging out and tattoos all down their arms. Of course, they were the younger ones, and then you had the older ones. And you could tell the man had been together with this femon for very many years. He was a well-trained Labrador. And the older femons kind of looked like barrels with legs. Where did their hourglass figure go, I wonder? Well, the wall gets them all. Then I tried to visualize what she may have looked like at, say, 18, as compared to what she looks like now. But of course, that's just reality. That's just nature. Femons have a glow for a short time, then it's over. But if you listen to the media and the news and everything else, femons are ageless. And they must really think that men are pretty dumb to believe that crap. Not only are males supposed to go along with that bullcrap, they're supposed to play along as well. Most femons age terribly. Mind you, I did see some Asian femons down there. They looked pretty slim, still pretty good. But then again, they are usually built smaller in the first place. And of course, the diet helps too. And the most important, their DNA. And if I can think back when I was a younger man, I used to see some older femons that still looked pretty damn good. So what's happened to them? Because even the younger ones now look like a bag of shit. Well, it's third wave feminism. You know, that idea where the femons are trapped in the patriarchy and they have to break free and get equality. Of course, they already had equality, even more than equality. And what they really want is to get into the workplace and take all the cushy jobs, like the doctors, the lawyers. They don't want to do the sewage system. They don't want to be on the back of garbage trucks or digging in the dirt. No, no, that's men's work, surely. And the patriarchy is supposed to have entrapped femons, of course. But really, in actual fact, third wave feminism has entrapped femons. It's turned them into an entitled, obnoxious, angry, aggressive, vile human being, and men are backing away from them. All it is femons trying to be men, and they want all the advantages, but none of the work. Femininity is looked down upon now by femons, and the funny thing is, that's the most attractive thing to a man. Femons are going against nature, and they're losing badly. The media and social media is right behind the femons. They show films where one femon who's not very big can take out six big guys. What a bunch of poppycock. If the femon tried that in real life, she could get very seriously hurt. As I've said before, femons want their cake and eat it too. They want to be all this empowered femon who don't need no man. Until something happens, and then they turn into this victimhood person. Do they believe that men don't see all this? There's a lot of lonely femons around right now, and there's going to be a lot more. But that's not a bad thing, because that's what they wanted, isn't it? Or is it? Let's be honest, guys, they don't know what they want. And for those guys out there who realize that the juice ain't worth the squeeze, your lives are far better off. Femons believe they can go on OnlyFans for a couple of years or 5 years, but then stop that and want to settle down with a nice man. It don't work like that, femons. You're damaged goods. And you know, when I was sitting there eating my Egg McMuffin, watching these older guys with their partner walking by, knowing that they've done it for so many years, just wondering, without the femon, I wonder what that man could have been. Besides turning out to be just a Femon drone. You take it easy, fellas. Beer later on. Hey.
Welcome to cadet training. Today we will test you on your reaction times, judgment calls, and marksmanship. Correct actions will receive cadet points. Wrong actions will result in punishment.
Excuse me. I don't think I can do this bit. They've only given me a very cheap plastic toy gun.
Pull the trigger.
Oh, okay.
Get me ready. Correct. Madman with AK-47. Cadet points awarded.
Yeah, all right.
Get me ready. Lady has snub nose could be yet concealed in her feathered bow.
Oh, well.
Punishment.
So what? Oh, God!
Get me ready. Error.
Oh, no.
Workman only carrying coffee gun. Punishment.
No. Get me ready. No.
Correct. A man holding a harmless banana. Cadet points awarded.
Yeah. No zappy this time, eh?
Get me ready. Error. Jogger only reading text on mobile phone.
Oh, come on, that looked like a gun.
Get me ready.
No.
Error. Man has semi-automatic pistol between his legs.
Oh, come on, that's cheating. That's hard. Oh, I hate you. Oh.
You have scored almost the lowest possible score. Would you like to try again?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Punishment.